Welcome to Incubator by Planet Ant Podcasts. My name is Mike McGettigan, executive producer of the network. At Planet Ant, we pride ourselves on exploring new talent and bringing new voices to the stage. So, we're bringing that to the world of podcasting. We'll regularly feature six-episode short-run series commissioned exclusively for the Incubator podcast. Some of these might become full-run podcasts of their own, and some might just stay within what we're doing here. Incubator, stick around. You might like what's next.
Ambient. Improv. Ambient. Improv podcast. Ambient. Improv. Post-mortem set of improv. Ambient. Improv. Ambient. Improv podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ambient Improv. I'm your host, Justin Vieira. And once again, I've got Bobby Bedard and Adam Brody with me.
What's up?
Hey. Hey, guys. So let's go a little bit deeper on the last episode. Adam, we were talking about musical improv. Tell me, what is the most rewarding part of doing improv for you?
That little high you get when you have like a scene that just works, and you're just connected with everyone on stage.
What? How would you describe that feeling? Like, if you had to describe,
you know, when you like talk to someone and you just click, and like an hour passes by so quickly, and like you just feel so satisfied. You have like this immense sense of accomplishment.
It's like being in love.
Yes.
That's, yeah, I hear you. I think that's a really apt comparison. What's your favorite part of it,
Bobby? I like what it's done for me personally. I feel like it's made me a bolder person. You know, not that I was ever not that I was a shy person before improv, but it's just allowed me to, taught me to present myself in a different way that I think that is, you know, more approachable to other people and made me a better person.
Cool. Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think it's made me feel like a better person. I feel like I can roll a little bit more with certain things and don't have to plan. You know, you can just show up and can take that attitude. It's to certain things. Like, it's not that it's not useful to plan, it's that you kind of realize that, well, you should also see that there's the other option, kind of. You can just show up and feel your way out in a lot of situations as well, particularly, like, social situations, you know? Like, if there's a lot of other people involved, like, you don't have to have an itinerary necessarily.
Exactly. But not even just thinking on my feet, which honestly, I don't think I'm that much better at that. Mm-hmm. But reading other people and kind of, you know, reading the room and understanding, you know, interpersonal context and stuff like that. I mean, it's a critical skill in improv, and it's something that I think I've taken away from it.
Super cool. Super cool. And, yeah, we've been doing improv together for some time now. Like, it's been like 3 years since we first all...
Yeah, I've been a little out of the game. I'm really excited to get back into it.
Yeah, I'm really excited about your podcast and hearing that, more episodes of that. And, Adam, I just see you kind of everywhere here and there.
Yeah, you know? Pretty much. Just go to jams whenever I can and see your shows that look interesting.
Yeah, so it's really cool, you know, seeing you continue that and doing all this stuff. And with that, we are going to get back into our improv, do another set here. I've got a recording, an ambient recording for the background. So for those of you that are sort of new to ambient improv, what we do is a close quarter set. Usually it's somewhere between 20, 30 minutes, something like that, although I don't put any time restrictions on it. What a close quarter set means is all of the action takes place in approximately a 1 mile radius or less, sometimes much less. It could be as little as the tip of a pinhead. It could be as much as 1 mile, slightly larger than a city block. But those are generally the parameters. And we have the ambient background scoring it, and we go through and we make a story. So with that, I give you the improv.
There she blows!
It's... Captain.
Yes.
Captain.
Yes, mate.
Are you sure that that's it? That's the one we're looking for?
That's the one. See, it's got the thing and the other thing, and it's definitely huge.
It looks like the whale with two tails. It does, but from what I've heard, whales sometimes can split their tails, or they have split tails.
Yes. Well, this is a particularly split tail that we're looking at here.
Well, Captain Greybeard, I've only been your first mate for about a month now, so I'm not entirely sure of the rules of whales.
I don't appreciate the insinuation that I'm old with that Greybeard comment there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Captain Beard?
Yeah, that's it. Right there. Just Captain Beard.
Okay, Captain Beard.
Captain Bushbeard!
Yeah. Oh. Arr, there's another one.
We found the whale. He's on the port starboard.
Oi, Captain Fatbeard.
Oh, jeez. This is not my day.
Captain Pubebeard.
No! Well, it is what it is.
Captain Uglybeard.
Oh, come on, guys.
Come on, guys. Come on. Come on. This is not...
We got a whale to... take down.
We've got a whale. Let's not dogpile on the captain.
All right. Full mast to the front of the boat or whatever.
Full speed to the front mast of the sails. Wow, the wind really feels great in my hair, Captain.
It's almost musical.
Wow, it's really just amplifying my excellent feeling with the salt in my face.
Yes. There's nothing like a salty spray in your face.
Let's get that whale, Captain Beard.
All right. Man the port.
The port? The
yeah.
Harp?
Man
the
that thing.
What are they called? The harpones?
Batten the hatches.
Batten the hatches, swab... Well, don't swab the deck. We already did that this morning. But,
ready the cannons!
Yes! Full sail towards...
the whale!
The whale, yes, the whale.
Ah, I can hear it.
I can hear it, too.
For backup! Oh, no! Here comes an entire pod of man-eaters.
Oh, it's like a flock, but whales.
Oh, no! Here they come! Oh, they're crashing into the boat! Ready the harpoons!
Oh! 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 Since when do whales have harpoons?
Oh, no, this is... Those are whale people!
Oh, I'm hit! Oh!
Letters!
Oh! The whales are gonna board us, Captain Beard!
Oh, shoot them in the face!
Charge!
We made a big mistake! This is a pod of pirate whales, Captain Beard!
Oh no! Sail away!
Away!
Sail away! Sail away with me!
Full speed away! Go!
Yes! Alright! About face with the boat! Alright, we're losing him! Me arties.
I'm hit, Captain. I'm bleeding out.
All right. Well, we'll have to throw ye overboard.
No. But I've only been first mate for a month. I can't die here. I can't be washed up
for my parents to see me. I can't even pay their bills yet. They're retired and they lost all their retirement funds. What am I to do?
Well, you'll just have to try to swim.
Captain, you can't let me go like this. You can't do it. Please don't do it.
I've got the plank ready, sir.
The ship's doctor died. The last man-eating whale attack.
No, 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 don't do it. Don't do it.
All right, there's one less mouth to feed. Okay, men, what should we do now?
I don't know, that whale was kind of like our thing.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe we should go find a kraken or something. It might be easier than these whales.
You know, that actually makes sense. That makes a decent amount of sense.
All right. We're now no longer whale hunters, we're kraken hunters.
I like this, Captain Ugly Beard.
Ah, jeez.
Hey, Captain Fat Beard.
Hey, you know what? The mermaids really like my beard. They've told me this many times. I've been with so many mermaids.
Captain Stubby Beard, I see the kraken on the port bow.
All right, charge after the kraken. Full sails ahead.
Okay. Boys, let's go.
Oh no, the kraken has teamed up with the whales. Turn around, about face, to the starboard side.
Go. Get out of here.
Munch, munch.
Oh, no. Munch. Oh, I'm being eaten by a kraken and a whale.
Oh, I've got you, Captain. I'll pull you by the beard.
Oh, no. Oh. This couldn't possibly hurt any worse.
Oh. Captain, I got a sword.
Shh. Oh, my beard. Oh.
But you're safe now. But you're safe now, Captain.
I didn't feel this bad when I lost my leg and when I lost my hand and got it replaced by a hook. Losing my beard, though.
Captain,
really...
no time for mourning. The kraken is right behind us.
Oh. Sail faster! Oh, there's another crewman.
Hey, Navigator James. Which way do we go from here? We need to get away from the mermaids and the whales. I don't know. I'm just the second mate. The first mate never filled me in.
All right. Well, too many crewmen have died for me to really keep track of the chain of command. So... you there, boy. What's your name?
They call me Stubble.
Stubble, you're the first mate now.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm elevated. Hey, Navigator.
Yeah?
Can you spin us towards, I don't know, Africa? Africa's far, right?
Yeah, we're in the Caribbean, so that's going to be a pretty long trip.
I think we should do that. I'm first mate now. By the power authorized in me by Beard Guy.
Captain, half of us are going to starve to death at that rate.
Well, we can just start eating the younger crewmen.
I'd highly suggest against that. I'm pretty sure the curse that comes from cannibal eating...
I thought
would
that
would be worse than the crap.
No, we do this
else.
All the time. No. It's in a reverse seniority order. We eat the youngest and then work our way up. Since I'm the oldest and most grizzled,
yeah,
I usually don't get eaten.
I'm the oldest of the children. That's why they call me Stubble.
Oh, okay, I just thought a crew kept dying.
What? No.
Sometimes we get killed by sharks, sometimes by whales,
by
sometimes
mermaids.
It's kraken.
Yeah, kraken.
You know, it's probably not
sometimes
my,
we eat each other.
You know, right. It's probably not my place, but I don't think we should be sea monster hunting.
Well, there's so many sea monsters to hunt.
Yeah, but they almost always outnumber us and kill us. I mean, they've grown armies at this point. I don't think it's a good idea to engage in combat with them. But what do I know? I'm just a navigator.
Listen, Navigator, it's not our fault that the sea monsters have turned pirate. It's not our fault that the whales have harpoons.
Yeah, if we don't fight sea monsters, what do we do, you scallywag?
I don't know, like, become bankers?
Bankers!
Like, they don't die.
What kind of life is that? You want to be a landlubber and lubber on the land?
Besides, have you known any bankers? They get killed all the time line of duty.
Totally. There's land pirates, too. You think you're safe from the pirates and the monsters just because you're on the land? You're wrong.
Well, we don't have sea police, so I'd rather take my chances with the land police.
Sea police? The police are good for nothing. They're good for nothing. All they do is make minor kerfluffles where there was no minor kerfluffles, and they don't even solve anything. Right, Captain Beard?
Right. Just what you said, kerfluffles.
Yeah, kerfluffles.
I'm getting second thoughts about joining this expedition.
Well, we're in the middle of the ocean, Navigator. There's nothing but you, me, about 30 crew members.
All right.
Big ship.
Let's put it to a vote. Who says we should eat the Navigator?
Wait, what?
We.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Yay.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. The ayes have it. We eat the Navigator.
No nays. Nay, please.
It's 30 to 1.
The whales!
Oh no, the whales!
The whales want to vote. Get out. Whales don't get votes. Keep sailing. Navigator, get out of here.
You know what? I'd take my chances with them.
Oh no. Now we're without a navigator. The whales have a new navigator. They're going to plunder all of our treasures.
To my Yaskar.
Look, he's riding right on the back of one. What is...
Holy shit, this is awesome!
This is just like a little house on the back of that whale. What is...
Oh, don't worry. They're going to eat him eventually.
I don't know.
They're just not hungry right now.
Okay. I don't know what the whales are into now. You know, they start building houses on their backs for navigators. They got harpoons now. There's like... They're congregating with mermaids. This is too much for old Stubble to understand.
All in favor of eating Stubble?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I mean, okay.
The eyes have it. We eat Stubble now.
Yay.
That was delicious.
I agree.
Captain.
Yes, you.
Soon, there will be no more cannibals to cannibalize.
Hey, there's more bounty for me.
Really? My name is Medium Beard.
Well, that's one thing I haven't been called before.
Well, it's because it's my name. We've known each other. Don't you remember? I was friends with your brother.
I don't remember much these days. You see this harpoon through my skull?
Oh. Yeah.
It's a real hindrance.
I wondered if there was any internal damage caused by that. But I'm your brother, Goldenbeard's friend.
Ah, Goldenbeard, that bastard.
Yeah. Medium Beard, the pirate. I've been from ship to ship, and I think you're doing this wrong.
Who says?
Says me. It's a brave new world, Captain. You know, the whales have harpoons. They've evolved nasty ways.
Holy shit, is that you, Pewbeard? It's me, Goldbeard!
Oh, God.
Oh, no, if it isn't my awful brother.
Oh, my God. What are you doing here? What's with all the blood on the ship?
God damn it, Goldenbeard. Who invited you?
Yeah, where'd you even come from?
I just came from visiting my good friends, the whales.
Goldenbeard, you would be a whale pirate.
Of course I am. Look at them. They're like the best army men I could have.
Goldbeard, you're literally the worst.
You are absolutely, positively, always have been the worst, Goldbeard.
Truly, positively,
that's
definitely.
That's not what these sacks of doubloons say.
Wait, where did you get those?
Where did you get those?
I'm Goldbeard. Where do you think I get the gold?
Oh, you are always the worst. So those are whale doubloons.
Yeah, you can't even spend those.
Hey, online. Gold is gold. It doesn't matter what currency it is.
But you know they turn to sand as soon as you take them on land.
Yeah. Or when a mermaid makes a call, they turn to sand.
Well, good thing I live a life on the sea, because that's all I'm gonna. That's all the only place I'm gonna spend it on.
Hmm. Mermaids?
Yeah.
You should really look at your life, Goldbeard.
I concur. You need to look at your life.
You know what? I don't need you judging me. Look at me.
You know, I was just telling this Captain Beard, is it? Captain Beard? I've only been here for about a day or two.
Which one do you go by now? Bush Beard? Pew Beard?
Just Beard. Captain Beard.
Somebody told me Fat Beard, but I told them that's not it.
That is a good one, though.
Oh, okay, Captain Beard. I was just telling Captain Beard he can't eat his crew anymore. That's not a cool thing to do.
Oh, that's Pirate 101. Don't eat your crew, man. You're going to have less people to overrule.
But listen, Goldbeard, you're worse.
What?
You and your whale doubloons.
Yeah, you shouldn't be teaming up with the enemy.
No. And you're coming in here and your traitorous lifestyle.
Eating your crew is one thing, but siding with the whales.
It's called compromise. And are you really punishing my success?
What has this world come to? When you, Goldbeard, you can just hop on this ship and look down upon these noble cannibals?
You can't even buy grog with those doubloons.
I don't have to. It just comes raining onto my ship. I don't have the whales on my side. I also got Poseidon.
This guy. Poseidon.
This guy. Unbelievable.
Well, you know what? I think we're united and, Captain Beard, will you help me throw this guy off?
Yes, I will. A one,
a two,
and a two, and a three. Poosh.
Whee! Plop.
Well, he'll probably get back on the whales, but at least he's out of our life.
Yeah.
And scene. Well, that was fun. A lot of
yeah, my throat is really raw now.
You could...
I don't know why I do that to myself.
You couldn't beard gruff it anymore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was something.
That was a voice, though. That's like, yeah, in the previous episode, I did the Mickey Mouse voice, and I immediately, you know, you always have that thought where you're like, God damn it, I gotta, like, keep this up.
Yeah. It happens to me every time. I like doing the voices, but then you know, when you're on, like, minute 15 yeah. of a 20-minute set, you're like, man, what the hell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is fun.
Yeah.
That's a little improv tip for everybody out there. If you do a voice, realize you must commit. You must commit to that voice until the character is written out of the story or spoken out of the story, as you will.
Yeah, I tried to kill myself, but...
you guys saved me.
Poseidon will not let you die.
Oh no, my beard.
And that's Ambient Improv for this week. And this ocean sound is still running. I'm just going to let it run and play us out. Thanks, everybody, and have a great night.
Ambient Improv is part of the Planet Ant Podcast Network and powered by Pinecast.